Good morning. Good morning and welcome to Peace Lutheran Church. A special welcome to those that are gathered here in person this morning. We also have those that are worshiping with us online and likely have people in the fellowship hall. I don't know if anyone's in there, but there is air conditioning in the fellowship. Yep, we do. So welcome to you in the fellowship hall. And then we have people out in our parking lot as well. I know a few people called and said that their preference was to be out in their car with air conditioning. So welcome to you who are out in the parking lot. So we're scrambled all over the place, but God gathers us together. We are one not because of where we're sitting, one because of his son Jesus. We are all children of God. And so it's just fantastic to be gathered here together to join our hearts in worship. Do you have that person in your family that nudges you and says, hey, stay to the safe topics tonight in discussion? Do you have someone in your family that does that? I do. My wife nudges me and says, stay on those safe subjects tonight. The weather or sports or something like that. And sometimes in the church, we do stay with those safe topics in church, and you know what those are. But today's one of those Sundays where we're going to address one of those harder topics that's not so fun, and that is the subject of grief. Good grief, Charlie Brown says. Grief can be a good thing. We're going to discover that. Our two lessons really share that truth. Grief. Where are you at with that? That's something that we all can experience throughout life. We pray that that's a blessing to hear, that God will visit us and see us through that time of challenge. Some announcements to share before we do begin. It is kind of hot, isn't it? Yeah. Today's supposed to be record heat. We hope that you make good choices to remain cool and safe. Do know that coming to Peace is an option. Peace is one of the cooling centers for Benton County. And so when you come, there will be somewhere around 4 or 5 volunteers. Bob was here yesterday, ready to help and serve. There's also snacks and goodies and water and puzzles. The pastor may show up to play you in a card game. Now you're going to have to show up, Ruth. That is an option. It's just great to have that option from noon to 6 p.m. to kind of cool off in our fellowship hall. So just want to share that with you. This week I'm going on vacation to from July 1st all the way to July 8th. We're going up to see my folks in Spokane and my sisters. So if there is a need for pastoral assistance, please reach out to one of our elders. That's Oscar, Kay Glather, Elaine Schwartz, and Merv Munster. While I'm away, I'll be back in the office on July 9th. I'm going to a much cooler place, Spokane. Actually, they're saying 6 straight days of 100-plus heat in Spokane. So, it's just going to be here for a while. And I think that does it for our announcements. Next Sunday, we will have a guest preacher here to lead us in worship, Pastor Arden Walls, a fantastic pastor, and he's come here before and really will be a blessing to have him here. We won't have adult Bible class. We'll pick that up the following week on July 11th. Of course, next Sunday is July 4th. So worship is at 9:30 next Sunday. I think that does it for our announcements. Everything that you need for our worship today is found here in our bulletin. We've also got it projected up in front. We will not have a time to pass the offering plate, but do know as you exit towards the end of the service, there are offering plates by the doors as you exit. God's peace be with you. His peace will come to us as we hear it from the Book of Lamentations. We're going to begin our service with an opening hymn, This Is My Father's World.